is ready to do things!
Is happening, people of the interwebs. Welcome back to the Do Things podcast. My name is Todd Frazier, your host, and I've got bad news. That's most likely the last time you're going to hear me say welcome to the Do Things podcast. Not because I'm quitting, not because I'm ending the show, although some of you, if you've listened to this before, you're probably like, where is the Do Things podcast? It's not been around much over the past, well, I don't even know when the last episode was. It's been too long. But I'm not ending the show. I am pivoting the show to really just call it what it is. Sometimes you think about things and you look at it and you're like, well, what is this? And you try and walk through the semantics of the words and the definitions and what are the things. But at the end of the day, if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's not a pig. It's a duck, right? That's the basic logic principle that says, if it looks like this, if it acts like this, it doesn't matter what you call it, it's this. And that's what I feel like has happened to the Do Things podcast. I love podcasting and I love doing this and I want to continue to make shows and I love doing things. That is my mantra, is to do things. And through the Do Things method and everything that I've written in my book about burn your plans and do things, it's all about action. But specifically, as I look back through the episodes on this show and what I like to talk about and the guests that I like to bring on, it's all about business. It's literally, we talk about business strategy. I give you business tips, whether you're a business owner or you're a manager or you're an entrepreneur, whatever it is, it usually comes down to business. And honestly, I like talking about business. I love talking about business. And it's the beginning of a new year. I've been talking through the end of the year with a lot of my clients, and we've been answering questions and strategizing about how to end the year, how to start the year. And today I had three more calls of just people having questions and strategy. And I'm like, you know what? We just need to call this show what it is. It's the Do Things podcast, but it's the Do Business podcast. This is the Do Business show. And that's really what we're going to look at moving forward. Moving forward, yes, you're going to get inspiration about taking action in your life, but most of the time it's going to be inspiration and information about how to do your business, how to do business in this current world that we're in. And as we go forward, all the things that we've learned, because I think the most valuable thing that I can do, because that's what we want to look at whenever we're making content. And this is always something that we've talked about in the past. And I talk about with people constantly is what's the purpose of what you're doing? We don't, like I say, you don't need to have the end in mind. You just need to have a direction that you're going in. What's the purpose of this show? Why do I do this show? Well, it's to encourage you to take action. And most of the time is to encourage you in your business to take action and actually take the steps to do the thing that you need to do. And as I'm thinking about that and I'm looking at purpose, I'm like, I need to be upfront and give you, the audience, the truth about what it is we're talking about. We're talking about business. We're talking about simple strategies. We're talking about practical tools and epic inspiration, because that's always a part of every show, is epic inspiration to help you take your business to the next level. So I think it's just time that we call this show what it is. It's the Do Business show. That's what we talk about. We talk about doing business. And I think that's something that it's an epiphany, but it's not an epiphany for me. You know, I mean, I've been talking about this for a long time, about the purpose and as I consult with my clients, and if you're a client, you're listening, I'm so glad that you're here. I want to make this a place where I can share insights at scale with all of you that listen, with questions that honestly I get asked all the time. I get asked a lot of the same questions. And if I can bring that here and I can share that with you, that allows you to take away more information that you would have had otherwise, either to call me directly or call whoever your advisor is in your business world. And we can do that here. And I've also got a lot of things that we're going to be looking at with, I've got a friend of mine, John, He is the owner of Red Mallard, and he's actually going to be on. He's coming in tomorrow, and we're going to record a couple of episodes. But I think he's going to kind of be a regular deal. We're going to talk about, he's a business owner, I'm a business owner, and we're going to talk about the things that business owners talk about. And then we're going to interview people that are running businesses. And because this is the Do Business Show, guys, that's, I'm here to tell you, we still do things. I am still Todd Frazier, the Do Things guy. My YouTube channel, Todd Frazier, is still going to be about all of the podcast and video things that you need to do and know about. But this specifically, we're going to quote unquote niche down. It's still kind of general because it's business, but specifically it's about doing business and the things around that, that we all have questions about. So if you have questions that you want answered on this show by me, or if you want to come on and be a guest and you want to ask questions and we can talk about it, put them in the comments below or email me todd@frazeinc.com, frazeinc.com, and get me the questions, get us the information, and because we want to talk about it, because the best thing that we can do is talk about what you guys want to hear. Because if we're talking about what we want to hear, but you guys don't care, you're not going to stick around. And I want you to stick around because I would love to be able to help as many people as possible take action in their business and do business. You know, the more I say that, I'm like, I was starting to say do business and I kind of felt, ugh, it's kind of cheesy. But the more I think about it, you got to do business, guys. How are you going to do business today? How are you going to do business this year? How are you going to do, it's, are you getting the picture? So this feels like a little bit of a rant. I feel like I've kind of been ranting about, at myself. So these are the conversations that I have in my head. I have these conversations in my head about, with myself, and it just kind of goes around and around until finally I'm just like, okay, I got to do that thing. You ever have that? Yeah, comment below if you've ever had that or like this and give us some feedback to say, yeah, I hear you. I've been there. But the show is to help you. The show is to bring value and information and help you succeed in whatever it is you're doing, specifically in your business. And so we're going to call a spade a spade. If it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck, it's a Do Business Show. So that's what this is about. If you have friends or if you have employees or acquaintances that are like, you know, I really need to get some insight on business stuff, send them the show, share it out, tell your family that you would love for them to watch or listen to the Do Business Show because, you know, doing business is, if you're a business owner, I should say, is what it's all about. Is doing the business. So that's all I've got, but we're going to have lots of stuff. I've actually been thinking through as I talk with clients about strategy and stuff. What are some great things that we would want to talk about? One of the things that we talked about at the end of the year, this last year, that I think is, again, this is a question I get all the time, is should I spend money to save taxes? We're going to do an entire episode on that. And just kind of talk through what that looks like. Cause a lot of times the question I get is I have a profit coming at the end of the year. What do I do? What do I spend it on? Really? What do I buy? And so that's a conversation that I think is a great place this is a great place for us to talk about that on the Do Business Show. We're going to talk about, there's a lot of people that are moving. There's a lot of people that are moving out of California, taking their business with them. Should you or shouldn't you? I'll be straightforward with you guys. We went to Tennessee a month ago. We're not leaving, but we might, but we're not, but we could. Because at some point you have to look at all the options. If you don't look at the options, you don't say, well, if I do this and go down this path, there's some opportunity there. If I go down this path, there's some opportunity there. So which opportunity cost makes the most sense for my situation? And it's always comes back to specifically to your situation. So on this show, as much as possible, we're going to give you simple strategy, practical tools, and epic inspiration that is going to help you take your business to the next level, because this is the Do Business Show. And that is what I'm excited about. So let's get into the Do Business Show. Make sure to subscribe. Make sure to like this video. Make sure to share it out, or this audio if you're just listening to this. Either way, you can find us on all the places. If you wouldn't mind, if you're listening to this on Apple, would you give us a review? Hit the star button, as many stars as you like, 5 preferably. You know what? If you don't want to give us a 5-star review, maybe don't give us a review. Anyways, I am excited about this. I want to help you. I want to help as many people as possible take their business to the next level. So that's it. It's time to roll out and do more business. All right, guys. See you later.